SUNY Cortland women's basketball stays unbeaten in the SUNYAC after a six-point win against New Paltz just a couple of days ago. Joining us now on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines is Beth Bonin of the SUNY Cortland Red Dragons women's basketball team. And Beth, this has been just a tremendous start to the season for you and your teammates, a 13-1 start. It's the best start to a season in program history since 2007-2008. I guess the first question I have for you is plain and simple. What has been working for you and your teammates so far?
Yeah, so I think that we have a lot of different people who could score in a variety of ways that helps. So if the defense is focusing on me or I'm focusing on somebody else, we could give the ball off. And there's a lot of people who can score and do different things. It's not just one person who's doing it all.
I want to go back to a couple of days ago against New Paltz because your three-point shooting numbers are outrageous this season, but you were 0-for-6 against New Paltz. Was it a frustrating day for you out there? Did they do anything to kind of game plan around your sharp shooting from beyond the arc?
Yeah, so right off the gate, I was getting doubled off screen, so it wasn't really me. I wasn't getting a good look, so I was kind of passing the ball to my teammates. I didn't really score in the first half much. I think I finished the first half with 5 points, which was very unlikely, but I realized that I needed to do a little bit more than shooting if I wanted to score, so I started to drive.
And you guys came away with the win 61-55 against New Paltz. You're averaging 17.7 points per game. That is a huge number. Why do you feel like the success has come to you so far this season?
Like I said earlier, there's a lot of people that do a lot of different things, so I think that it's hard for the defense to just focus on me, so there's times where I'll have an open shot, but if it's not me, it's somebody else. But the people, other people who have high numbers scoring, it makes the defense not be able to just focus on me, like I said. So therefore, I can get my looks from time to time.
We're chatting with Beth Bonin of the SUNY Cortland women's basketball team here on BTL. I feel like there was a really big turning point for you and the Red Dragons in that overtime win against Geneseo back in December. Do you feel like that was the case, getting a big win over the Knights for the first time in a really, really long time?
Yeah, I think that was a big turning point. I think it kind of showed us like who we were, and if there was any doubt in the league around us, it showed that we are a team and we can compete day in and day out.
I want to talk about you a little bit because, you know, I'm looking at these numbers that you were putting up, and I'm thinking to myself, this name honestly just doesn't ring a bell. Well, that's because you're a transfer from Queens College. That's a Division II program. You scored more than 1,000 career points playing there. What brought you to SUNY Cortland, especially in your senior season? Sometimes you don't see that all too often.
Yeah, I wasn't really focused around basketball at first, but it was kind of more the school aspect, and I saw that there was a new coach at Cortland, and I gave her an email, and she took me in open arms. It's not really likely that coaches would do that for 1 year, so I was thankful for that. But also, it's closer to home. I was living at home the first semester, but now that I'm adjusted, I'm moving back up. I'm moving to Cortland, so it's a big change, but I'm happy that I did it.
I'm kind of curious because you mentioned Coach Brooks and her welcoming you with open arms to the program. What did she say? What was that approach like where she was essentially able to convince you to come join the Red Dragon family?
Yes, so I emailed her kind of like at the end of last semester. And it was just like, I wasn't definite with it yet. I was just like, keep it into consideration and see what she said. But she like said she had us like, I could try. I was like able to try out, and she actually knows my AAU coach that I had. So she gave my AAU coach a call, and she liked what she heard, so she was able to find a spot for me.
And obviously, it's worked out pretty darn well in your favor as you lead the team in scoring. You've been shooting so well all season long, and that's something that's so interesting about this year's team is that four of your team's top five scorers are new to the team. And it's sometimes it takes a while to mesh well, but it's clearly worked for you with a 13-1 start. How do you feel like you have been able to mesh so well? What has been the recipe to find that sort of success at this point?
Yeah, so I think, like I said earlier, I think we know each other's strengths and weaknesses. So it helps when we're getting each other the ball in places that we know we could do something, in a place where we know we could score. But we also, like, we're pretty close. Like, we hang out off the court and on the court, but we have a pretty good atmosphere usually at all times.
For sure. We're chatting with Beth Bonin of the SUNY Cortland women's basketball team here on BTL. The Red Dragons 13-1 on the season, coming off a 6-point win against SUNY New Paltz a couple of days ago. You mentioned the strengths and the weaknesses in how each of you know each other's strengths and weaknesses. I'm kind of curious, if I were to ask some of your teammates what mm-hmm. your strengths and weaknesses are on the court, what mm-hmm. would they probably say?
Well, probably first and foremost, I think they would say shooting, but I think another big aspect of my game is that when I do drive, the defense kind of focuses on me and they collapse. So I think that's when I have a good opportunity to get my teammates the ball in a position where they can score, because if there's two people on me, then somebody's always open.
What do you take the most pride in when it comes to your game? Is it the shooting? Is it the free throw shooting? I mean, some people mm-hmm. may even have low rebounding numbers but take pride in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there one element of your game that you're really all about?
Yeah, I would definitely say my shooting. I'm always looking for my shot first. And then I know if I'm hitting my shot, then it opens up more things for me. I could drive to the basket. But, yeah, I definitely focus on shooting the most.
How much time do you feel like you spend in the gym?
Oh, God. I probably shoot after practice, like, 2 or 3 times a week, get in on the gun, go to the gym in my house. But now that I'm living up at school next semester, I'll probably be in there a lot more.
I'd believe it. We're chatting with Beth Bonin of the SUNY Cortland women's basketball team here on BTL. Obviously, on this 11-game winning streak, you remain unbeaten in the SUNYAC, which is a very good conference of D3 basketball. How do you maintain this sort of success to stay atop the conference standings and maybe find yourselves punching a ticket into the NCAA tournament? What specifically do you feel like this team needs to get a little bit better at in order to continue to find this sort of success?
Mm-hmm. I think a big thing that we need to focus on, and especially last game, I think we were exposed to a little bit, is crashing the boards. Our starting lineup isn't really that big, so I think all 5 of us have to get on the boards and limit the other team to one and done, and if we do that, then we could get out and push in transition, and I think that's when we're the best, is in transition.
Hey, Beth, I know you're on your way to Plattsburgh right now, so really appreciate a couple of minutes of your time. Good luck this weekend. Good luck the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.